Some tiger. I can't think. I'm technically in training. I got Omen's Potfic, written by Waldos Akimbo and read by Jarp. As Eric wandered back out, away, there were fewer wards here. Down a hall? Away from the corner? From the interrogation area. The floor seemed to lilt, and he caught his hand on a pillar. So many pillars. And empty spaces. It was so wide? Long. How did they keep these floors so clean? Unnatural, that. And it tilted, because, honestly, he had almost smacked the principality in front of a gaggle of really pissed off archangels and, oh, Satan. How did he escape? Why were his hands shaking? Should he throw himself out the window? It was a very clean window, and looked out on an impossible but pretty landscape. He was more particular to summer colors and flowers, but supposed all those fancy buildings and such laid out like a boisterous collection were, you know, pretty. He could land on something sharp. A nosedive would ensure hardest impact. You want to hit square in the head, because a splat will do the trick. But there's a longer moment of lying and writhing, gurgling and burbling. And honestly, after today, quick and clean sounded best. That was settled then. The singular legion demon. And how sad was that? A legion all alone. Of course he was in a panic. Squared his shoulders and set his eye on the sharpest, pointiest building. It's just falling. He's a demon. He's very practiced at it. And he leaned forward and began to sprint. What was that? Eric skidded to a halt when he realized there was very soft music coming from somewhere. For a giant open floor plan with pillars, there did seem to be corners and nooks, and there had to be hidden places, because where the heaven was everyone. And the music was so gentle, it felt imagined. Popped into his head on a whim, but he'd never dreamed of a tune like that. He was particular to heavy thumping drums and grungy bass and discordant violins. Everyone and their supervisor had tried the violin at some point in hell. Just seemed like a thing to do. You learn to like. You learn to tolerate it. Eric tiptoed around the pillars, further away from the inviting, pointy building window. The music was louder, someone humming, and the uneven pattern of feet. He pressed on until he could see a reflection in the floor. So clean. Too clean. He should scuff it. There was a lithe figure spinning and writhing, like they'd been set on fire. But that was the wrong angel on fire, and it didn't smell like smoke. Or burning flesh. Smelled like minty lemon. And in a small secluded area was an angel spinning all alone. The shape of their hands looked like water, the way they flowed around their body like they had the wrong number of bones. They spun and tapped their feet, their eyes closed as they hummed that pretty little song. What are you doing? The angel, who had a perfect chin-strap stripe of white around their chin and sharp dark hair and pretty eyes, fell out of their twirling. They raised those water-soft hands into fists. "What are you doing?" the angel demanded. They lowered their fists, sure, but they stood ramrod straight, like a soldier, their chin up. Eric didn't mind being looked down on. Or, if they mind, they learned not to. Not worth the effort. You shouldn't be here. I was invited, Eric said, and pointed left, right, around, to deliver the hellfire for the... Then he leaned forward and shielded his mouth with the back of his hand as he stage whispered, Execution! The angel raised an eyebrow, but nodded slowly. Eric could have lied, but what was the point? And the angel took them at their word, which was pretty damn naive of them, but angels always did seem easy to convince. Was that your music?
Pardon?
While you were jerking about.
Jerking?
The angel blinked wildly, and that stern soldier exterior started to crack. Oh, look, they had a pretty smile, too. They were laughing at Eric, but that was all right.
What do you mean while I was dancing?
Eric pursed his lips and scoffed. Dancing, he said, and laughed. Right, angels don't dance?
Who said that?
Everyone?
You asked them.
It's just known, obviously. But the way the angel looked on, Eric wasn't quite so sure. His brief, haughty laughter scribbled and whittled down to an awkward picking of his sleeves and an inability to make eye contact. I think...
You're wrong.
Obviously, Eric whispered with a pout. He shook off his embarrassment and straightened up again. Either way, your song is weird.
Wow.
The angel laughed and scraped a thumb over their forehead and began to turn away.
Thanks.
No, wait! Eric followed after and reached out to grab their arm. I like it. The angel spun and grabbed Eric's wrist, twisting it in a way that just a little more pressure and it might snap. Pretty efficient. Props to the dancer. Eric hummed and nodded and winced respectively. Very good, Eric said, and then looked up. The angel was slightly taller than him, and he had the same minty lemon smell of heaven. Or maybe Eric had just been following their perfume. I like weird, I should say.
You're weird. The angel muttered, studying Eric with just their eyes.
Not even a scalpel, or scrape, or anything. You like it, Eric answered, and grinned when the angel shoved him. He laughed when they dusted off their pristine white coat, and he called out when they turned to walk away. Wait!
I don't have time for weird, demon.
Sure you do, Eric said and trailed after. We've all got a little downtime now, don't we? Just a little. Can you show me more of your dancing?
No. Go do whatever you were doing, they said and continued marching down a long, lonely hallway.
Where was everyone? I was gonna jump out the window. The angel stopped and turned, looking properly horrified. It was endearing that they cared.
Well, don't do that, they said. Just take the elevator.
Harry slowly looked around and shrugged. Truly, he was lost. It was a weird space. He didn't know it at all, and they didn't have signs. Demotivational or otherwise. At least in hell, there were the big exit signs that opened up to giant spiky pits that were too easy to fall into, and you just had to go the opposite way to find the elevator up. With a disgruntled groan, the angel hooked their arm around Eric's and started to lead him, presumably out. They were strong, but so were most entities compared to a single, lonely legion
so he wasn't too worried. He was surprised he was still walking, period. It was truly a bizarre day. "Can you sing some more?" Eric asked, dragged along, happy and willing. When the angel ignored him, he pouted and watched the floor until he seemed to warm up to an idea and lifted his chin, trying to remember all the notes as he hummed back. It was all wrong. The notes were almost right, but the tempo and the force were off, and Eric beamed as he offered a terrible rendition up to the tall dancing angel until their mouths squiggled into a frown and then a barely concealed smile. "Terrible," the angel said, their voice shaky with mirth, something they were not used to. "Here, go." They had arrived at the elevator, and Eric looked up at the doors, familiar enough, but again, too clean. No signs, shiny, and... "But I didn't get a song." "Go," they insisted, pushing Eric towards the door. He climbed inside and waited to press the button to take him back to hell. Not before he offered a little dance, hips wiggling, fingers wagging, and clicked his heels. He turned back around, waved just as the doors were sliding shut on the sound of friendly laughter, and then the distant sound of humming. Eric pulled the sound into himself, memorized it, and quietly hummed it perfectly, so he could share it with the rest of himself when he got back, in case he, one of him, got to see the angel again. The end.